Watch some film at all on Matawan this week?
Watch a little bit of
35. Is that how that goes?
Yep, up to the 35. And I tell you, that's not a bad strategy. First, they don't kick it very well, so they started squibbing the ball. And they kept it away from their good returner, number six, Noah Jansen. So they accomplished two things. One, even if it goes out of bounds, they've been giving up more returns past the 35 and the 40 anyway.
Right.
So 35 is a horrible field position compared to what they've been giving up. And, you know, if they can keep that ball in bounds, it makes it even more difficult to pick up.
So the Wildcats will get the ball first and 10 from their own 30-yard line. They're heading our right to left, east to west, across the field. Two wide receivers to each side. The quarterback, Jalen Jones, is out of the shotgun. Running back in the backfield with him at this point is Michael Som, C-S-O-M. I'm going to call it Som. How's that?
I'll give it to you.
Give it to you. And there's a first snap. Number six going in motion. The ball's over the quarterback's head. Back at the 20-yard line. He's going to dive on it at the 18 and be down there. It's going to be, well, those wet field conditions we talked about before.
Risk-reward playing the shotgun in the rain. And obviously the ball's a little slippery for the center to handle. So he shot it over the quarterback's
head.
They've
seen film of our defense. I think the center was just a little excited. And he put a little too much juju on the ball. It went right over the quarterback's head.
That's possible. So now Johnson's right over him.
Second down and 26 yards from the 19-yard line for the Wildcats. And again, out of the shotgun, a man in motion is delayed. Handoff to the right side, looking for a corner. He's got to the 33-yard line. We're brought down. A nice job of blocking by the Wildcats to pick up a good chunk of that yard.
Lewis Johnson on the stop. We did a pretty good job. Moses Jackson on the left side, keeping the run from getting outside him, but we didn't get a lot of help from our backside defensive linemen or pursuing linebackers, so he got a lot of yardage back.
Well,
still difficult. Third and 13 here.
Yeah. Third and 13 for the Wildcats. The ball sitting at their own 33-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Jalen Jones in the backfield. Six goes in motion. Delayed hop. Quarterback's going to keep the ball. He lost it.
Fumble of football. We got it. Oh, my goodness.
Matawan number four, I think, did recover it. Could be number 11, but we almost had it, which the ball's wet. And he took a great hit as the quarterback tried to sneak it up the middle.
Yep, Lewis Johnson was sitting there waiting for him, caused a fumble. I don't know how in the world we missed that. There were four of us surrounding the ball, but they're number
wet.
Four.
It's
yeah,
wet.
It's wet.
They're
there
wet.
You go. That's enough.
So a fourth and 10 from the 35-yard line. They're going to go back to punt. Quindarius Davis is back about his own 40-yard line. There's the punt. Doesn't get blocked by Ricky Jackson. Ball hits at the 36 and is going to take a Wildcat bounce down to the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers. They're 10-10 in the first quarter. No score, but this could be an interesting game if that's how our defense and how ball handling is going to be. We've seen it from them. Now let's see if we can hold on to the ball.
Yep, it's the most important thing. When we lost our two games, turnovers were a major factor. Even the first game we won, we got lucky because we gave up six turnovers. We've only lost, I believe, one turnover in the last three games in this three-game winning streak.
We're going to run a full running back set with an offset wide receiver to the left. The two running backs in the backfield going to be kept, and he's going to pick up a yard for Quindarius Davis is all. He wanted to hand it off, but there was a defender right there in his face that kind of prevented him from doing that. It was number 66, Sam Martignon.
Benton Harbor came out in kind of a goal line set, two tight ends and three running backs, with the third running back as a wing off the
left side
tight end. And the problem was, we were talking about the field conditions in terms of footing. Malachi Dazal was late getting to the line of scrimmage because he slipped coming out of his stance.
Well, and if you're not worried about us throwing, you can stack the line. There's a quick outside pitch to Roseburg going for the corner on the left side. He's going to move up to the 41-yard line before being brought down. There's a pickup of 8 on that play. That'll make it second down. Let's see where they mark it exactly. Yeah, at the 41-yard line, third down.
Third and about two.
Yeah. Two.
Third and one. That was a quick pitch that they had so much success with last week. Over 15 yards of carry on that play. And now they're going to come out in a bunch set. Three wide receivers to the same side.
Two running backs. And false start for the Tigers. Oh, come on, guys. You were a third and one. Now you're going to be a third and six.
Oh, the mental mistakes can't happen in a big game like this. I think we were trying to, for a rare occasion, change up the snap count. Because normally we go on first sound, and it looks like we try to go on something longer, and three of our guys didn't hear that.
The whole right side of the offensive line went. So the ball was still on the ground, but it wasn't just one player. So third down and six now, the ball at the 36-yard line to the Tigers. They're moving left to right, the two running backs in the backfield. Now Roseburg goes in motion. Looking back to pass, Q is going deep downfield. He's going to get overthrown. And fortunately, got knocked away. Is that Johnson?
Lewis Johnson on a deep drag route about the 35-yard line of Mattawan. He was just off his fingertips. I like the way Q kept his poise. He kept rolling and rolling and rolling to his right. Stayed patient, looked for a receiver. Almost had Lewis on a deep, deep
well,
drag.
The ball was a little high. And if Lewis Johnson hadn't knocked it down, both the quarterback, Jalen Jones, and Noah Jansen were just sitting back there waiting to play catcher.
Yep.
So it was a good thing he knocked it down. There's a clean snap for the Tigers, and the punt's going to be very short. It's going to hit at the 50-yard line. Oh, it takes a Tiger bounce. Moving all the way down to the 34-yard line of the Wildcats. Well, they'll take over, first and 10. 8:30 to play in this first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week, it's a buy one, get one free sale. Avocado, 2-liter Coke products, Sargento's shredded cheese, and 48-ounce Country Fresh premium ice cream, all buy one, get one free.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Rolling around on the right side for the Wildcat on first down. For the Wildcats, yeah, on first down. Not my brain went Wildcat offense. It's number 11, Michael Somm, the ball carrier, junior running back. He's going to move it all the way up to first down. They're going to should give it to him, I would think.
Oh yeah, that's a first down, no question about it. Mattawan came out in the shotgun, but they ran that old Lombardi sweep out of it. Pulled both guards around the corner. Great blocks by the wide receiver, sealing our outside linebackers in. And they got around the corner, and we were late filling.
Three wide receivers to the right. The big one, 84, goes in motion. It's a quick handoff up the middle. There's a gap, and he's going to pick up 3 yards on the running back there. That looked like a fullback, though, not the normal running back.
Yep, with Royce Moore on the stop. Right now, Mattawan is winning the battle of the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, on offense and defense. They've been able to move it. They made their own mistakes that stopped them.
Yeah, that stopped them in their first series. We've got no score in the first quarter. Benton Harbor Tiger football brought to you by McGee's Heating and Air Conditioning and the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153. Shotgun start. Quick handoff coming around to the left side towards us, and he gets hammered down at the 50-yard line. Great tackle by Lewis Johnson.
They ran trips to one side just like they did in the last play when they picked up the long gain on the sweep. They ran the same play towards us, and this time we did a much better job of filling. Asante Craig came up from his safety position and filled the alley really, really well, held him to no gain.
Yeah, and Lewis Johnson did a great job of reading that from his middle linebacker spot, came right across the line of scrimmage and stopped it at no gain. This is News Talk 94.9 WSJM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Six goes in motion. He's going to get the ball, looking for someplace to go upfield, and Lewis Johnson's there again.
Malachi Dazal helped make that play. That was a jet sweep to their best receiver, Noah Jansen. He got to the outside, but the first man there was Malachi Dazal. He stepped up and forced the play back inside to where Lewis Johnson could make the play for only a 1 yard gain. So now they've got fourth and five or fourth and four. They're in a very tight formation. They don't punt really well, so they may fake this.
It's from the Tiger 47-yard line. The punt is off, almost blocked by Ricky Jackson. And Q's just going to back away and let it take a bounce. It's going to roll down to the 17-yard line for the Tigers. No score, 5:54. Some wet field conditions, and nothing really aggressive. We haven't seen them throw the ball yet.
Nope, everything's been on the ground. They have been. Oh, yeah, it's coming now.
Here comes the heavy downpour. That 60% chance of rain just went to 100% chance of rain. We don't have windshield wipers on these windows.
Nope, and I don't want to open them either.
No, well, I got one cracked a little bit for a microphone cord sticking outside. Tigers are in that kind of formation. You can see it at goal line again. Quick pitch to the right side, and Malachi Dizal dropped the ball. He's dropped it again. He's going to get run out of bounds. Oh, whoa, he just accidentally hammered an official. It wasn't intentional. He had the ball in his hands and then dropped it, and it hit the ground, and he picked it up again, and he dropped it again. And let's see, what are we going to lose? About, well, maybe not too much there.
I think we gained a yard, actually. You know, that's a, you know, there's a risk.
We've said with pitches.
Any time you release the football, whether it's a pitch or a pass or even that flip forward shovel pass,
yeah,
it's a risk anytime you relinquish your football. So it is, I mean, they proved it right there. And it was a solid pitch. He caught it at first and just slipped out of his hands twice.
Two running backs again in the backfield. We've got Roseburg and Azal. Roseburg coming up the left side. No, Q's going to hang on to the ball. He's going to pick up about 2 yards to the 21-yard, and that'll make it third down and 7 to go for the Tigers here.
It's a very safe play. It's a quarterback follow, one of the staples of the Veer offense. They let the first back go through. Quarterback fakes it to him and just follows him almost like an isolation play. So it's going to be 3rd and 7. We talked about the field conditions on that play right in the middle of the field between the 15 and 20 yard line. There's a great big divot that somebody chunked up right there.
No, you didn't see lightning. What's going on here? It's just heavy rain. There's no lightning, gentlemen.
No, I think it's just they're going to change the ball out and get something drier.
That could be. Benton Harbor Tiger football on News Talk 94.9 WSJM with Coach Balbo and Dr. John, brought to you by Dominion Auto Group, Harding's Friendly Markets, United Federal Credit Union, and Fluff and Suds Pet Salon. So we're back to 3rd down and 7. Yeah, I'm going to call it 3rd down and 7 for the Tigers. The two running backs in the backfield, Malachi Dizal and Roseburg. And it's going to be Malachi getting the ball. He's going to move it all the way up to the 26-yard line, which will make it 4th down and 3. 4th down and 2, actually, it looks like. And I would expect that we're going to be punting on that one. And the special teams unit comes back on out of the field for the Tigers. 4:47 to go in the first quarter.
It's going to be a low-scoring field position game tonight, so you don't want to risk anything down here. Every play, especially on the special teams, is crucial. We need a better kick than what we got last time, but we got lucky with a good roll. But it starts first and foremost with a good snap.
Yeah, in wet conditions. And again, number 6, Noah Jansen, is back. Punt is up. That's a better punt going towards the left hash mark, and it takes a Tiger bounce. We needed that. Hit at the 45 of the Tigers, bounces all the way down to the 34-yard line of the Wildcats. And
right where they were last time.
I don't know if we're good enough intentional punting, but keeping it away from Noah Jansen, who has 3 returns for touchdowns this year, kickoff returns, punts similar. You know, that's a good idea.
No question about it. Malachi Dizal had an excellent punt. One thing we got to keep an eye on, they realize that the kicks are not going to be very good. So they are going to be
coming after it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to try to block the punt every time. They've come close, and we've come close. Ricky Jackson's almost blocked 2 of their punts. So we can get a turnover in that in that field position, too.
Number 6 goes in motion to get across field. The quarterback hands it off to number 11 going on a jet sweeper on the right side. He's not going to get anywhere, and guess who was there?
That's Lewis Johnson once again, our leading tackler. I mean, he's got, coming into the game, 52 tackles. Our next leading tackler is LaRoyce Moore at 39, so you can tell what kind of an impact he has. But when you have a 4-3 defense, you need help from your friends. And outside linebacker there, Malachi Dizal, along with Mose Jackson, the defensive end, forced that play inside again to where Lewis could be free roaming to make that tackle.
One wide receiver to the right, running back in the backfield, Jalen Jones. The quarterback's on the shotgun, and it's a handoff to the running back, who's going to lose 5 yards on that carry.
With the rain, there, Menowan seems to be a little tentative to throw the football, and especially going into the wind. So almost everything has been on the ground, and our safeties are playing it that way. Asani Craig came up from his safety spot. He is disregarding the pass altogether, and he came up and made that play for a loss. Ricky Jackson also helped make that play in the backfield.
Well, on the defense, I'd take that chance, because even if you let that wide receiver go downfield, the conditions and the wind are such that quarterback's got to be really accurate for that to be a caught ball, and chances are you can get to the quarterback instead. 2 wide receivers to the back. This time, Jalen Jones is going to pass, and it's way overthrown over the intended receiver, which is number five, John Herman for the Tigers. Well defender for the Wildcats. Tigers well defended it, but the ball was not catchable for anybody.
Yep. I mean, there was nowhere to really throw it. He kind of took a risk throwing into triple coverage like that. The ball was so poorly thrown that
cover two or had a safety back, that would have been picked. But they were right there with him because we're staying on the line. Quindarius Davis back to receive the punt for the Tigers. He's standing on his own 44-yard line. Their punter is on his 20-yard line. 2:45 to go in this first quarter. We're going to get a block. We did. Tigers got a block, and we've caught it in the air, and we're going to have the ball first and 10. If he hangs on to it.
I think that's Lewis Johnson who picked it up. Yep.
And, first and 10, that's a special teams break we really needed.
Just like we talked about when they changed possession, some plays are going to have to be made, some big plays are going to have to be made in a special teams. That's exactly what happened. I think that was Ronald Roseberg who made the block.
Yeah, on about the 20-yard line, the ball just popped shortly in the air for up to the 30, where Johnson caught it in the air, moved the ball up to the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Tigers in scoring position on the 20-yard line, looking at the end zone. Quick handoff to Malachi Dazal on the right side. He's going to pick up 3-4 yards. Second person brings him down on the tackle. He almost broke through the first one.
Yep, that's all you need in these conditions. 3 or 4 yards at a crack. Grind the ball. Even if you're short, you can go for it down here. You can't go for it down in your own end of the field. So it's most definitely four down territory. I think we've got a pretty poor spot, to be honest with you. I thought he reached the 16, and they're only going to give him the 17.
Well, that's how it goes. By the way, they're playing a lot of guys both ways. That tackle made by Noah Jansen. Q's going to look for a place to go, and he's going to get dropped in the backfield. Nose tackle went right over our center and
66,
right to
that's
him.
That's a captain.
Sam Martignon?
Martignon. It looks French. I'm not sure. But he basically undercut our center, penetrated, and was not only able to stuff our center, he was able to crawl past him to stop Q on the run.
All right, so a loss of one in the play. Make it third down and 8 for the Tigers. The ball back at the 18. Roseberg takes the pitch on the left side. He's looking for corner room, and he's not going to get it. He's going to lose 4 on that one. Great job by the defensive end for the Wildcats on that side.
What we've been doing with our offense, we have been changing personnel. Ricky Jackson, who has hardly played any offense this year, they've given him a tight end number. He's been playing tight end. They've been taking Louis Johnson and moving him out as a wing, and they put a receiver outside him. So they unbalanced the set and they've been running the quick pitch out that way. 3 guys were there to try to make the block. We couldn't get any of them to make a block on that play.
Wide receiver close to us as Q goes back to pass. That's who he's looking for. And it's going to be intercepted in the end zone.
Well, that's going to be a complete wash as if it were completion because
they'll
we were
the
at
ball
the
20-yard line.
Actually, we gained 2 yards because we were at the 22 on that play. And now the touchback is going to put it at the 20. I mean, you really didn't have much of a choice but to
throw it up. And Craig Asante was the wide receiver closest to us on this hash mark running up towards the end zone. And the ball's a little wet, so it got away a little bit from Q on the inside of where Craig was as opposed to getting out to the corner. And an interception for Noah Jansen, number 6, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, that was him. So, he's all over the field, isn't he?
Yeah. 40 seconds left to go in the first quarter. We have no score, and the rain has let up just a little bit. Well, we've seen that all day long. Really heavy, poor visibility downpours, and then drizzle in between. But there's been no sign of lightning anywhere, so we're going to keep it that way. We've got 3 wide receivers to the right, including that big number 84. It looks like a lineman, but he's a tight end. And 1 to the left. Quick handoff right up the middle, and they're going to get any yardage. No, they're just going to call it line of scrimmage. It'll be 2nd down and 10. The ball on the Wildcat 20-yard line.
You know, other than the first play of the second series when they ran that sweep for 15 yards, Matawan really hasn't gotten anywhere. Pretty much they've done everything on the ground, and our defense has stopped them.
And they can let the clock run down here to end the quarter without calling a play, and that's clear what they're going to do at this point. They're heading to the sidelines right now, so we'll take a break. No score at the end of the first quarter on a rainy, windy, muddy Friday night in Benton Harbor Fieldstrip Field. It's Coach Balbo and Dr. John. We'll be back in 60 seconds on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Much success between the tackles. They've been They've been earning their money getting outside the tackles on those sweeps. They've got the wind at their back now, so we might see them start throwing the ball a little bit more, even though it's wet.
I'm surprised we haven't, and maybe not, but it's the first game we haven't gotten to the quarterback at this point of the game for a sack at least.
Well,
number 84 goes in motion. Quick handoff going left tackle. He's going to pick up first down. Tackled by Craig Asante. Malachi Dezal on the tackle. Number 5, the ball carrier. John Herman is his name, and he made it to the midfield spot for a first down.
Well, just as I say, they hadn't had much success running the ball inside. They did that time. Our left end kind of got himself off balance because he almost jumped off sides. That threw the timing of the defense off, and that can do that.
Well, and in addition to the tackle and an off-tackle kind of play, he had number 84 blocking in front of him, too, who's got to be 6'4", you know, 260 kind of guy. Out of the shotgun now. Jones is going to keep the ball himself. He's got a big hole on the left side. He's going to go airborne and get tackled, brought down at the 40-yard line. Should be close to enough for a first down, depending on how they mark it.
I think they'll be just short. That was a quarterback counter. They faked the flow with the back going one way and even pulled a guard one way. And the motion man, which was the big number 84 you just got through talking about, Aiden Walsh, came through almost like a pulling guard up between the tackle guard gap. Quarterback faked to the back going one way, and he followed big number 84 through the hole for a first down, or at least what's close to it.
It's no score in the second quarter, 10 minutes to play. Benton Harbor takes a timeout after giving up 20-plus yards on a couple of plays, so we'll take a timeout as well. I'll be back in 30 seconds on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Located just minutes from downtown St. Joseph, Berry and Hills Golf Club offers you the highest quality golf experience. Here's Ike Mullenkamp.
Berry and Hills has always been known for its great greens, and they're still there. The senior green fees at Berry and Hills are great. It's very easy to get a tee time at Berry and Hills. Many times you can just stop in. If you're just going by and you got an extra hour or two, stop in and we usually have a way to get you on.
The greens await you at Berry and Hills Golf Club.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Wildcats out of the shotgun. It's a quick handoff coming to the right side, and Malachi Dezal says, "No way are you getting that."
Oh my!
From second down at about 6 inches, it's going to be a loss of 2-3 on the play, and it'll be third down and 3 now. Great play by Dezal.
Absolutely outstanding individual effort. They got a pulling guard trying to kick him out. Malachi held his ground and not only stuffed the block of the guard, he was able to reach around the guard, grab the back with one hand, and hold on until he got help. So he turned second and inches to 3rd and 5. And let's see if Madawan finally throws the football here.
One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. The big tight end is set as an offset wing back. He goes in motion now to the other side. Shotgun pass. And now Balk, he's going to be sacked. Not quite sacked. It's a quick handoff run around to the left, and he got no yardage out of that.
Yep, he slipped a little bit, but we made the play there. Ricky Jackson stuffed the play and forced it inside where LaRoyce Moore and Louis Johnson were there. 4th and 5, I think.
I think they're going for it this time. They're on our side of the field on the 45. Nope, here comes the punting unit for the Wildcats.
Not a bad decision. It's a gamble to give the ball away at midfield here.
Well,
they don't kick it really well, but...
But if they can kick the ball down inside the 10 and hold us, they'll have better field position because we don't kick it real well.
And there's always a possibility of a fake here.
Quindarius Davis back at the 22-yard line. Punt does not get blocked. It hits at the 20. It's going to roll all the way down to the 10 and go out of bounds at the 8-yard line. Quindarius Davis never had a chance to get that ball.
That was a good field position decision by their coach, Ryan Brown. It's going to be a low-scoring battle, so every inch of this field is going to count. So putting us back to where we struggled offensively, down deep inside our 8-yard line, that's going to make it difficult for us. We've got to start moving the ball. Madawan has controlled the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. We made a couple of changes to our line. We already mentioned Ricky Jackson moving to tight end. I'm trying to look at his first name, number 52 there.
Davion Kramer,
he's in it.
It's going to be a quick handoff straight up the middle for the Tigers. Roseburg's going to be the ball carrier there. Or, no, Malachi Dezal, Roseburg's behind him.
Yeah, we're not getting a push right now. Maybe our line is slipping, or they've got a better group of defensive linemen than we've got offensive linemen.
As defensive linemen, they've had more years of coaching on where your hands and feet go than our offensive linemen have. No score, ball 2nd and 8 for the Tigers, 2nd and 9 from their own 10-yard line. Craig Asante split to the left as a wide receiver close to us. The two running backs in the backfield. Q's going to hand off. Big run. We're going to get all the way up to the 15-yard line on that one.
Well, we haven't had a lot of success today with our two quick backs, Dazal and Roseburg, our two leading rushers. We put the big fullback in there, Eric Johnson, who had a good start to the year, put him in there, and he plowed his way up for 5 yards. That's probably what we're going to need. We're going to need a little more strength than we need speed in between the tackles on this wet field.
3rd down and 3 to go for the Tigers. 1st down will be at the 18-yard line. The ball's at the 15. Again, the two running backs in the backfield. Craig Asante split to the left. And again, Roseburg's going to get the ball, but he's not going to get there. They were looking for him, and the defense was right on the spot.
Yep, but that was Eric Johnson instead. But same thing. He got through the line, but he only got a yard, maybe two, 4th and 1.
4th and 1, and we're going to send our punting team out. That's a dangerous spot because Malachi is going to do the punting. He's going to be back around his own 5-yard line. Wet football. Hate to see the first score be a safety. So let's have a nice punt, and then let's recover the ball after it bounces off Madawan. How's that? Prediction?
I'll take it.
Okay. Works for me. 6:50 to go in the 2nd quarter till halftime.
Good snap.
No halftime show here. Nice punt off. He almost got it blocked. Let's hope it take a Tiger bounce. It does slightly, but they're going to have good field position for the Wildcats at the Tiger 41-yard line when we come back in 30 seconds on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hi, this is Brian Lairs from Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles, the number one Volume 4 dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
And on a loose shotgun snap, the quarterback ended up keeping the ball on a broken play. He runs up about 3 yards, loses the ball, but recovered it as well. So it'll be 2nd down and 9. The ball at 2nd down and 8. We'll call it on the 40, right on the nose of the 40-yard line is where the football in of the Tigers had a chance for us to get the ball there. And again, out of the shotgun, it's a little slippery ball, hard to handle.
Yep, risk-reward offense. So you even the shotgun snap itself is a risk. Now I've been noticing their offensive line. Oh, I'll let the left go here.
Direct run up the middle, and he's not going to get maybe a yard on that for the Wildcats.
They're going to give him 2. Now what I was about to say, I've been watching their offensive line, their left side of the line. If you notice, you obviously can't see it where you guys are listening, but we can see it. The left side of their offensive line, when they pull and run that sweep or quarterback counter, whatever it is they do, they are spread a lot further out. They're split
like
so they wider,
right,
and they're
now
backed off out the line of scrimmage.
Jalen Jones out of the shotgun for the Wildcats. Running back in motion, and number 11 is going to take it around that jet sweep on the left side. Hammered down.
Oh, my goodness. Excellent tackle right there by LaRoyce Moore. He had a lot of room. They ran a sweep to the outside, to the left-hand side. They got around a corner, and if LaRoyce doesn't make that play, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Outstanding form tackle.
4th and 3rd, the ball right on the 35-yard line of the Tigers for the Wildcats. They're heading to our right from the booth here. 4:52, no score in the 2nd quarter. Coach Balbo and Dr. John Bovo Bail Bonds, Berrien Hills Golf Club, and Pro Muffler and Brake Shop bring you Benton Harbor Tiger football on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Wide receiver in the slot, 2 to the right, 2 to the left, and the one running back in the backfield, the tight end, number 84, goes in motion. It's coming to our side, and he's looking for a place to get to the corner. He's going to get to the 30 out of bounds.
Yeah, he's got the first.
He got the first down. Almost stopped short. I'm trying to see if that's Malachi there, who almost had him on this side, and a nifty job of running by number 11, Michael Somm, to pick up the first down for Madawan.
Well, we took ourselves out of the play. First of all, we kind of came in a little too narrow. We should have been a little bit wider to force the play back inside. Our defensive lineman, I think over there, that's Mose Jackson, did an excellent job of taking out the lead blocker, pulling the guard, or stopping the pulling guard. The back had to pull around him, but our linebackers just came too tight.
Number six, the ball carrier on a jet sweep. He's going to be brought down by Lewis Johnson after a gain of one, and a good job by the defense. Lewis was not the only one there on the play.
Yep, that was also Royce Moore. I mean, our two leading tacklers, you expect them to be around the ball. It appears, even with the wind, I figured that they'd be throwing the ball now, but they still aren't going to do it. So they are going to be grinding the ball down just like we are.
And
unfortunately, they're having much more success on the ground than we are.
Yeah, and better job blocking and opening some holes and guys getting around. But we'll see how the second half goes as we get there, because they've got too many guys who are playing both ways. Two wide receivers to the left, one in motion right now. Quick handoff, run back up the middle. He's got a hole. He's going to pick up 7 yards and move it down to the 21-yard line for the Wildcats.
Yep, they're heading to the slick end of the field between the 45 and the 20, actually 45 and 15. The field is starting to show a lot of brown. That means the grass is getting torn up, and you're going to be seeing more slipping. Mud going to start showing.
White uniforms of the Wildcats, is you won't notice it so much on the black and orange uniforms of the Tigers, but the white, blue, and yellow and white, I guess I just said that, of the Manawan Wildcats are going to get pretty muddy here. They're already starting to look that way. One wide receiver to left, 84 in motion, an offset back, delayed handoff, and right up the middle. He's not going to get anything on that. They're going to give him 1 yard to make it fourth down and two. The ball on the 21-yard line of the Tigers.
You know, they run a lot of motion. When number six goes in motion, he's going to get the ball. When 84 goes in motion, they're going to run behind him. And Benton Harbor is ready for it. He came leading up between the guard and the tackle like a lead blocker, like a fullback in an ISO play. We were ready to stuff that. Eric Johnson and LaRoyce Moore there on a stop. Crucial play here, fourth and two. Basically find out where 84 is and watch out, follow him.
One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. 84 goes in motion, then cuts back to be a wing back. And it's a delayed handoff going around the corner. Is running back. He's down to the 10, to the 5, and it's touchdown, Manawan.
That was the first time they ran a return motion. They brought 84 across the formation and brought him back. They ran that sweep like they've had a lot of success with.
And this time we weren't there on the end to contain it and bring him down.
Yeah, we were a little tentative. I think we were still a little confused about how to handle that motion that they hadn't seen. And unfortunately, we weren't there to get outside. And he was able to walk in for a score untouched. Now we're behind.
6-0, 2:08 to go until halftime, and downpouring rain here at Fieldstrip Field in Benton Harbor, and they are going to attempt to kick. It's number 15, that's Luke Warren, who's a junior, and the kick is up, and it is good. It's 7-0, Tigers trailing with 2 minutes to play until the half. We'll be back in 30 seconds on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Help!
Your body is talking to you and trying to get your attention. It's calling for help, but so many of us don't listen. I'm Dr. Katie from the Natural Health Improvement Center in St. Joe, and I'm listening. I'm a chiropractic physician devoted to techniques that naturally and painlessly interpret what your body is trying to tell you so you can feel better.
Call Dr. Katie at the Natural Health Improvement Center on Niles Road in St. Joe today. Your body's talking. Dr. Katie's listening.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Coach Balbo, John Wallace, and about to kick off from their 40-yard line with the wind at their back is the Wildcats with that 7-0 lead. Tigers will get the opening kickoff in the second half, but it'd be nice to go down and tie the game up now.
Or take the lead. We are going to tie it. We don't have a kicker.
Well, yeah, we don't have a kicker. We'd be telling over a two-point conversion. Roseburg, Malachi Dazal, and I believe Craig Asante are back. It's going to be a short, high kick, hit and bounce. The Tigers going to bounce on, not who wants it, around to the 10-yard line, looking for a place to run, and Craig Asante finally picks it up and then slips down about the 15-yard line, and I don't think they could decide which one of them was going to get the ball.
Yeah, but landed about 4 yards in front of Roseburg, and then hit his feet. Then it went between Asante and Roseburg.
Well, Craig did a good job of, because it bounced all the way down to the 5-yard line, of running back and picking it up and not allowing a turnover there.
Yeah,
first and 10 for the Tigers. Sorry, Tony.
No worries.
They're at their own 15-yard line. Oh, we're back to our normal set. One wide receiver each side, the two running backs in the backfield trying to open things up a little bit. Quick handoff on the right side, and we're going to pick up 3 yards there. Move it up to the 18-yard line of the Tigers to make it second down and 7.
Malachi is all on the run. It's kind of a difficult decision as a coach right here. What are you going to do? Do you want to hurry up and try to gain something, or do you want to eat some clock and make sure that the field position battle doesn't benefit Mattawan again, because they still have two timeouts left. Three timeouts left.
You definitely don't want to give the ball back. Quick pass, and it's going to be intercepted for a pick six by Mattawan.
That ball got hit. John Herman. That play was a disaster from the start.
It got hit by somebody at the line of scrimmage and turned into an end-over-end kind of duck.
Well, it was even more of a disaster before then, because Q dropped a snap, and instead of just eating it and taking a chance, he threw it up for grabs. And we had two receivers there, but unfortunately, he threw it to John Herman, who was between both of them. And now we're going to be down two touchdowns. That's what we were talking about right before then. Trying to take a risk and moving the ball downfield, or you want to just be happy with a 7-0 lead? Risk reward, and we didn't get the reward that time. We risked too much.
Luke Warren good for the extra point. 1:27 to play in half. The Tigers now trail 14-0 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Ross Fisher from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
If you don't have a mechanical contractor doing maintenance, you're kind of at a risk every day if something's going to break.
As a Link contractor, City has a proprietary system for designing customized maintenance plans to save your business, organization, or school money. Call the crew in blue at City today. A Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Benton Harbor Tiger football brought to you on WSJM by United Federal Credit Union, the Natural Health Improvement Center, and Pizza Hut. Coach Balbo, Dr. John, Tigers trailing 14-0, downpouring rain, 15-mile-an-hour winds, and it is really coming down out there heavy.
In sheets.
We're going to get a kickoff from the 40-yard line. Back for the Tigers. Let's see if we can get a clean catch. No, it's going to let it go into the end zone. And that's probably a smart play by Roseburg. First and 10 for the Tigers up at the 20 coming up.
Well, unfortunately, we've been bitten by the mistake bug so far in this game. And right now, we still have to consider the field position game. This is a character test for us right now. We're down two touchdowns. Probably not going to score on this drive. We'll be down two touchdowns at a minimum unless we risk too much here. We haven't been down at or trailing since Elkhart Central.
Elkhart Central.
We'll see what we've got. See how to adjust at halftime, and let's see what kind of character our kids have to come back. We're, two touchdowns is nothing that can't be overcome here. No. We can't just take a knee here either, because they've got three timeouts, and they still could get the ball back.
We're back to the one wide receiver set. We're going to have a quick quarterback carry. I don't believe he handed it off there, did he? Yeah, no, he didn't. And so he's going to pick up of 1-2 yards to make it second down and 8 for the Tigers. The ball sitting at their, I call it second down and 7. Ball up at the 23-yard of the Tigers. You can tell that the Mattawan guys are hyper and happy to be playing.
Yep, they're excited. They're physical. I mean, their season isn't over. Even a 2-4, get to 5-4, they can make the playoffs.
Entirely possible. Quick pitch on the right side for Malachi Dizal, and a great job. He's just getting back to the line of scrimmage, maybe. Was that a linebacker scraping along the line of scrimmage?
No, that was a corner making the play. And now they're going to call timeout. There's 40.7 seconds left. They're going to try to keep working the field position advantage, because it's going to be 3rd and 6 for us. They know we don't have a very strong kicking game. I'm surprised they didn't use another timeout after the first down play. So now they've got two timeouts in their pocket. This is 3rd down. I certainly hope that we don't try to throw the ball down here. Again, it's too much of a risk.
It's awful wet, and you're throwing against the wind as the Tigers are moving right to left across your radio dial for us here. And we're also in that worst muddy torn up part of the field. Now, the field overall is wonderful. The Crown's crew does a great job here. But in the kind of rain that we've had all day since this morning, it's a little torn up in that section, and that's where the ball is set for us to, you know, to be working out of.
Yep. I mean, we've been buried down here this entire second quarter, and Mattawan has taken advantage of that. We weren't able to get them anywhere past the 34-yard line, so that's not the worst part of the field. So the field position game has been helping Mattawan, and it's been destroying us.
Lewis Johnson in at tight end. Craig Asante split right, the two running backs in the backfield. Roseburg's going to get the pitch, coming towards us, looking for a place to go. Ball's out! And the Tigers got it.
Oh, very, very lucky there. We've been a little risky.
Guess who recovered it?
Lewis Johnson on the spot. He's, you know, despite us being down 14-0, he's had a heck of a game. But again, even when you toss the ball on a quick pitch like that, which Mattawan has been ready for all game long, that is still a risk. The ball leaves your hands. You are taking a great big risk as the ball leaves or flies through the air. When the rain's coming down in sheets like that, you've got to protect the ball and you've got to take fewer chances. Mattawan has taken themselves out of it. It was, but Mattawan has taken themselves out of their comfort zone. And instead of throwing the ball all over the place, which they love to do, they've only thrown like once or twice. They've adjusted the game plan. They've run the ball very, very well. They've kept Benton Harbor in the bad part of the field. And now we've got to kick into the wind. There's 31 seconds left. So we're going to need a heck of a kick. And most importantly, again, an excellent snap by Eric Johnson, who's our snapper. It's got to be an excellent one to start with.
Noah Jansen is back about the 47-yard line of the Tigers to receive the punt. Malachi Dazal is the punter for the Tigers, and the Tigers don't have enough men on the field.
Here he comes. We're good. Plenty of time.
8 seconds. Clean snap. The punt is up, and it's out. Oh, we got a great punt for us in terms of how we normally punt the ball. It's going to hit at the 45-yard line and die at the 46.
Take your time. We didn't need to rush to get down there to down it. Nobody from Mattawan wanted anything to do with it. So,
22 seconds left to go until halftime. Mattawan, the Wildcats leading 14-0 over the Tigers, have the ball back with a chance to try and do something here in the last 22 seconds. A 14-0 lead, that's, you can come back from that. 21-0, that's a little harder.
Very much harder. And it's our... Our Daubers are going to be down a little bit to begin with, but going down 21-0 could be the death blow. But
we do get the ball to start their second
half. Yes, that punt by Malachi was huge. It got him out of a big hole. Now they're going to throw the ball because they've got nothing to lose down here.
Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, and to the handoff, a sweep, jet sweep going to the out. Ricky Jackson's going to bring him down for an 8-yard loss.
He split the two pulling guards and made the play on number 11 in the backfield, Michael Somm, whatever his name is, how you pronounce it. And they're still not throwing the ball. That kind of surprised me. They got the wind. They've got a big lead.
And that's going to be halftime here at Fieldstrip Field. Coach Balbo and Dr. John, the Tigers trailing 14-0. We will be back after a number of words from our sponsors and also from the Michigan High School Athletic Association on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Dante and Ronald Roseburg back to receive for the Tigers. They're sitting up about the 15-20-yard line. The kicker is number 15, who does post the extra points. They haven't tried a field goal, of course. Luke Warren, Jr. for the Mattawan Wildcats.
Pretty good leg. Lefty. You don't see too many lefty kickers anymore.
No, we don't see a lot of lefty pitchers either when it comes to baseball, do we, these days?
Certainly not in Pittsburgh.
Go Pirates. And our second half is underway. It's going to be a low grounder kick. The ball's going to be taken at the 35-yard line, and he's just going to go down. I did not want that ball. You kicked it to me. I didn't want it. That's kind of what it looked like.
Yep, that was Marlon Bowman. He's not used to returning the ball, but he's a running back. He should have tried to get something out of it. But it's still good field position. 37-yard line, we'll take that. And he didn't want to take a risk of fumbling the football away. Smart play, protect the ball. Now let's see what Q and the offense can do. Hopefully we can get some good yardage here and put the ball in the end zone, get back in this ball game.
Tight bunch formation, one wide receiver to the left for the Tigers from the 36-yard line. And it's a quick handoff to Roseburg?
No.
Malachi Dizal. He's going to go off right tackle and pick up 3 yards, get it to the 40-yard line where it'll be second down and 7 to go for the Tigers.
We had a very good push on that. We had our right tackle, Anthony Gray, our right guard, our new right guard. I keep forgetting his first name. I can't see it. Davion Kramer and Lewis Johnson, the right side of the line. Outstanding job right there.
This time, Craig Asante split wide to the right. And Q go handoff on the left side. We've got a corner. 50. And, oh, sick game. That was a touchdown-saving tackle. Roseburg there.
That was Ronald Roseburg. He broke you up between the tackles. Got to the left flat near the left sidelines. That was a touchdown-saving tackle by their quarterback, playing both ways. At safety, Jalen Jones, he's not there to make that tackle on Roseburg. We got a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
But and we're in their territory, so momentum's on our side to start the second half.
First and 10 for the Tigers. They're now on the Wildcat 46-yard line. Greg Asante's going to be split to the right. The officials are huddling for a conversation for a second. But that's one of the things that I mentioned briefly earlier. Most of their guys on offense and defense are playing both ways, and we rotate guys a little more than that. That could be helpful. Q's going to keep the ball at this time, and he's going around the outside to the right side as the quarterback is down to the 37-yard line before he gets bent over backwards. And by the way, you're not supposed to hammer his helmet with your foot when you step off of tackling him. That was the wide receiver number 6, Jansen, doing that really weird kind of thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was not only an excellent read and an excellent run by Q, Asante Craig, who doesn't have a single catch this season as a wide receiver, he just flat-out pancaked the outside linebacker to really open up the outside.
Two wide receivers to the left. Roseburg's going to get the handoff going off left tackle away from the stadium. He's going to pick up 3 yards on that, move the ball to the 30-yard line where it'll be second down and 7 for the Tigers.
That was the unbalanced line. Ricky Jackson came in playing the other tight end, and the left side of the line with Elijah Williams, Jeffrey Moore got a good pitch or good push. 3 yards.
Pulling in
all
comes
you need
out.
Right there.
Yeah. Ricky Jackson comes in to be on that left tackle side. Lewis Johnson in on the right side of the tight end side. And the Tigers quick handoff. Looking for Malachi Dizal. He's going to pick up another 3 yards. Move the ball at 2 yards. They'll move it to the 28-yard line. Make it third down and 4 for the Tigers.
Our offensive line is starting to get a push that we didn't get in the first half. Our backs have to be a little bit more patient. They're wanting to bounce away from their blocks a little sooner than they should. If they show a little bit more patience, we can get big, big yardage. Right now, we're 3rd and 5.
Quick hand up to Malachi Dizal, looking for some place to get to a first down, and he's going to be just short but close. The ball moves. They're going to mark him at the 25-yard line. They're going to call him back at the 26. The far lineman.
25. It's going to be 4th and a long 1.
4th and a long 1 for the Tigers. They are on the right hash mark closest to us here in the stadium. I think we're up to 27 people in the rain in the stadium now. And 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tigers are trailing 14-0, but this has been an impressive drive. They didn't do this at all in the first quarter.
Yep, we got to pick up this first down. We're on balanced line.
Q's got the ball. He's going to keep it for the first down. Like you could hear the coaches on the left behind us, man. There should have been a false start flag there against the Tigers, but I didn't see if the flag didn't come out. The Tigers are going to get the first down.
Yep, that's all that matters. The officials can't call what they didn't see. And we saw it, but we don't have a flag in our pocket, and we certainly wouldn't call it against Benton Harbor anyway. Great push by the left side of the line and an excellent run, keeping his feet. Now we're at the 20-yard line, slippery part of the field. Got to move it.
Two wide receivers to the left. Pullian and Asante is in the slot, the two running backs in the backfield. Q again under center. He's just going to keep the ball and move forward. And he's, they're trying to rip it out from him, but he hangs on to it, gets down to the 20, to the 16-yard line for a pickup of 4 yards.
Great push by the interior line. Sean Rolfe, the center, got a great block on the nose man. Simple quarterback sneak, no risk involved. Q was patient, running behind the blockers, got himself 4 yards. I thought he got to the 15 myself, but again, nobody listens to me as an official. Didn't do it when I was coaching, and you aren't doing it now.
Isn't that what your wife says?
Oh, usually she says all kinds of things. Not nice to me, though.
She should be nice to you, Donnie. Two wide receivers to the left, two running backs in the backfield. Q under center is going to hand it up quick to Roseburg. He's going to get only a yard or two out of that. The defense closed in quick.
I think that was an opportunity for us to pitch the ball. I know it's difficult. You don't want to risk pulling it. But there was nobody really outside of our tight end. So if he'd have pulled it, Q would have had a lot more room to run. Crucial play here, third and five. We got to get at least half of that.
Wide receiver on each side of the field. Pullian to the left, to the far side. Craig Asante to the right. The running backs, Roseburg and McAlkai Dizal's got the ball. He's going to move it up for a first down or close to it.
Excellent push by our right side of the line and an excellent run there. And that was the patience we were talking about a minute ago. He stayed behind the blockers, and he got down just short. It's going to be fourth and inches. I wouldn't expect a handoff here.
I'd expect you to be going right forward. Yep. You know, though I wouldn't mind seeing a fullback going up there with him.
Well, I don't care how they get it. They got to get these six inches.
Down. Two wide receivers to the left, Pullian and Asante in the slot. The running backs, Roseburg in the middle, and the Q got the. He's still on his feet, moving all the way down near the 5 yard line for a first and goal for the Tigers.
They even had a blitzing middle linebacker right in the A gap between the guard and the center, couldn't stop it because our offensive line got the push, right up the gut.
There's a psychological difference to this too. This is your, you know, for the Tigers. This is your home field. This is your chance to get to win number five and get back to the playoffs after you missed them last year. You know, this is where you need to make a stand. And, you know, I'm not saying the Manawans not playing hard. They are. But they don't have anything to defend here. They're the ones that are 2-4.
Yeah, but we've got the talent to get back in the game here.
Malachi Dizal, the ball carrier into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers.
We are showing what we haven't shown the last 3 weeks. That was a dominant drive. Led by our offensive line, we got the chunks we needed. Nothing was ever really big in that drive. We used up more than half of the third quarter, and we just drove and chunked and chunked and chunked all the way down the field. Malachi again starting to show more patience carrying the ball. Great run behind our right tackle. Davion Kramer. So that was an excellent job there by the right side of the line. Now we got to pick up this two.
Got to get the two. Two running backs in the backfield, a wide receiver and an offset back. Q is rolling to the right, looking to pass. Throws tight. Got the two-point conversion.
Well, throwing the ball into the mud. That was an excellent job. That was a mud ball. It's almost like a Tim Tebow jump pass. He almost leapt as he threw the football. But Lewis Johnson was wide open in the middle of the end zone. Nobody covered him off the unbalanced line. So the momentum is clearly back in our favor, 14-8. And now we're going to kick the ball with the wind. Hopefully we can bury him in that muddy part of the field that we couldn't get out of ourselves in the second quarter.
Right. And at the same time, I'm looking forward to seeing what adjustments that Coach Jackson made with the defensive side of the ball to contain that sweep getting around the corner. Because there wasn't anything up the middle for him. You know, it was all getting around the corner and us losing contain on those sidelines that allowed them to move the ball and to score.
Yeah, we're going to have to bury them deep in a muddy part of the field, and our defense is going to have to play more run because they haven't shown hardly anything in the passing game.
It's going to be a low grounder kick hit at the 30-yard line and bounce out of bounds at about the 18. That'll be the flag, and it'll be first and 10 at the 35. For the Wildcats, when we come back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If you don't have a mechanical contractor doing maintenance, you're kind of at a risk every day if something's going to break.
As a Link contractor, Citi has a proprietary system for designing customized maintenance plans to save your business, organization, or school money. Call the crew in blue at Citi today. A Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Citi Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Three wide receivers to the right, and number 11 is going to get the handoff going on a corner. He's looking for it, and he's breaking 3-4 tackles to get about 4 yards in that play and up to the 39-yard line. I thought Lewis Johnson had him in the backfield.
Yep, 3 or 4 guys had an opportunity, and they missed tackles, but I can see the adjustment. They're playing our linebackers a lot wider than they did in the first half. We were able to get outside, and we would have stopped them for a loss. As it was, he picked up 4 yards. We just have to tackle a little bit better, but the adjustment looks to be there.
It's Coach Balbo and Dr. John, 14-8 Tigers trailing with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Two wide receivers to the light, to the right. One goes in motion now, and it's a handoff right up the middle on a big hole. He's going to get moved for a first down, and boy, they're getting muddy.
We have to be able to communicate the way their offensive line lines up. That time they had tight splits, so that meant they were going to run inside, and that's exactly what they did. Their big tight end, 84, Aiden Walsh, lined up as a wing, and he pulled up between the guard and tackle, again like he's done before, like an ISO.
To create that big hole.
And created the big hole, and we have to see. If they line up tight like they're doing right now, they're going to run in between the tackles.
First and 10 for the Wildcats. They're on the Tiger 48-yard line now. Two wide receivers in motion. That would be a penalty. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Quick handoff going up the middle out of the shotgun, and he's going to pick up 3 yards, make it second down and 7 for the Wildcats.
Walsh basically motioned into the position where a fullback would be in the eye, and just became another straight ISO. We were there. Our linebackers have to react a little quicker because they see that. They basically, if they follow 84 in motion, that's going to take him to the ball. So we have to see that a little bit quicker.
Spread formation, two wide receivers to the right, two to the left here.
Here he comes.
And second down and 7, and the quarterback's going to keep it and go down.
Outstanding play. That wing we were talking about, Walsh was coming in motion. They pulled him around the end. They pulled a backside guard, basically ran that quarterback counter they had success with in the second quarter. That time we stuffed him. Ricky Jackson was there. Eric Johnson was there. LaRoyce Moore stuffed him for a loss. Third and long, and this is exactly what they don't want to be in here.
Third and 11, the ball back at the 49-yard line, right close to midfield of the Tigers. We've got two wide receivers to the left, an offset back off the line, and one wide receiver to the far right. Number 3 going in motion across, and the ball's going to come the opposite way to our side of the stadium. He almost slipped, and he's going to get drinking down after a gain of about 4 yards. That'll make it fourth down and 7 to go for the Wildcats. They're on the Tiger 45-yard line, and the punting team's going to come on.
That was another counter, and again, they had wide splits. They pulled the guards. That was an outstanding play by Ronald Roseburg, taking out the lead blocker, and Asante Craig was able to make the play about 5 yards down the field. So it's going to be 4th and 6. Let's see if we can't get ourselves another block punt. Oh,
yeah,
this is a weird format. Oh, yeah, here they come.
2:58 to play in the third quarter. Tigers trailing 14-8, but the Wildcats are going to punt, and the Tigers will have the win at their black. We don't get the block, and it's a low. That was a weird kick. It just rolled on the ground and made it into the air down to the 18-yard line of the Tigers.
My goodness, that punt, I don't think, barely cleared the heads of of his blockers. But it worked. The ball went down 30 yards and got to the 18-yard line. So we've got a chance to take the lead here. Drive the ball on another long drive. Let's move 82 yards, and let's see if we can't get the lead. Keep going with our offensive line.
Well, and again, here's part of the difference between the Tigers and the Wildcats. The guys who are playing defense for the Wildcats are the same guys who were just playing on the offense. They didn't anybody come off the field. Quick handoff, Malachi Dazal going off the right tackle. He's going to pick up 3 yards to make it 2 yards. Yeah, 3 yards. They can't decide where they want to mark it at. Second down and 7.
Yep. I tell you what, this is exactly what you want. I mean, it's ball control. It's clock control. So not only are they moving the ball consistently at 3 or 4 yards a crack, they are eating clock and keeping the ball out of the Mattawan offense's hands.
One wide receiver to the left, and again, Malachi, the ball carrier, Dazal coming out right off tackle on a quick hit. He's going to pick up 3 or 4 more yards, get it to the 26-yard line, and make it 3rd down and 2 for the Tigers.
Right now, Mattawan's jerseys, I mean, they already are tough to see because they had white. They've got white jerseys with gray numbers, so they were tough to see to begin with. Now they're caked with mud, so I don't know who made that play. I think it was one of their linebackers. Whoever made that play saved a touchdown because Malachi almost busted that for a score.
Asante in the slot again. Malachi Dazal, the ball carrier. He's going to get up to the 30-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Tigers. And it's, you know, what we're seeing here in the second half, in this third quarter, which is only has 1:33 to go, is the difference between having enough guys you can start where your offensive and defensive lines don't have to be the same, because they are from Manawan and they're getting a little tired.
They're getting, and our offensive line has been doing an outstanding job of getting that push, and that physical dominance can wear you down just as much as going both ways.
Roseburg, the ball carrier, this time off the left side. He's going to pick up 2 yards, make it second down and 8. The ball now at the 32 of the Tigers.
I get excited watching this kind of football. I love throwing, but I also love it when one team can impose his will on his opposition. And right now that's beginning to happen. I think we've been running the ball in between the tackles, and they are collapsing inside on it now. I'm waiting for when Q picks the right opportunity to pull the ball.
Pull the ball and go around
and
the side.
That could be a lot of room to run.
Asante off to the left. There's a pitch to Rugg. Malachi looking for the corner. He's got the 30. He's got the 40. And he's going to get tackled down at the 43-yard line. First down for the Tigers. And that was number 6, Noah Jansen for the Wildcats. Their wide receiver punt kick returner making the tackle.
They're all Mr. Everything made another saving tackle. We're basically close to one tackle away from busting it back in the end zone. Excellent block right there by Anthony Gray.
Well, and here's the great news. 30 seconds left on the clock. We're going to be down at the clean side of the field here.
Yeah, that's right. Unless we score. So let's go ahead and score instead.
That would work. Quick handoff. Malachi Dozala. Ball. Again, the ball carry is going to pick up 3 yards to take it to the 48-yard line. Benton Harbor Tiger football brought to you by the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153, Dominion Auto Group, and Harding's Friendly Markets. We're going to get another playoff? I don't think so. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. Tigers trailing 14-8, but moving the ball again. We'll be back in 30 seconds on News Talk 94.9 WSJF.
Good luck.
Pullian's coming back into the ballgame now, and Ricky Jackson coming out for the Tigers.
They're going to run their unbalanced set with a tight end and both split receivers out to the wide side of the field. And we'll see how Manawan adjusts. Sometimes you can over-adjust, and sometimes you don't adjust enough. Now, it looks like they haven't adjusted enough.
Second down and 12 for the Tigers. Going to be a quick handoff right up the middle. We're only going to get a yard there out of Roseburg on that carry.
Good penetration by one of the defensive linemen, who I can't even possibly tell you who it is. Looked like either the nose man or one of the tackles.
Holden Kellogg, number 8, is what I'm seeing.
I'll take your word for it. I can't tell who's who. And one of the few clean jerseys out there is that big tight end we were talking about, Aiden Walsh. He's on defense now. He's been pretty clean because he hasn't hit the dirt on the offensive side of the ball because he's been dominant blocking.
Third down and 12, and Q's going to slip up in the mud. That was Q. And go down after, I think we'll call it no gain.
He dropped the snap. If nothing else, he protected the football, which he wasn't able to do on that interception because he tried to make something out of nothing. Here, let's be happy, not turning the ball over. Let's hope for a good kick by Malachi.
And look for a defensive stand, yeah.
And get good field position out of this.
Malachi back on his own 30-yard line, while Noah Jansen for the Wildcats is sitting on his 30-yard line. The punt is up. Oh, run into the kicker. No, he didn't. And the ball is going to take a Tiger bounce. Jansen, no chance to return it. 29-yard line is about where they're going to start their first drive of the fourth quarter with 10:27 to play. And 14-8, Manawan has the lead. Defense needs to make a stop here.
Well, we've done the job the first drive. We held them to 3 plays. And, in fact, here with 10:27 left in the fourth quarter, Manawan's only run 3 plays in the entire second half. That's partly a credit to the good play of the defense, but mostly the ball control of the running game of the Tiger offense.
Well, remember, one of their touchdowns is an interception return for a touchdown. Number 11 going around the left side looking for a corner. He's got blocking in front of him. He's going to get a first down down the sideline to the 50-yard line. And pick up the first down for the Tigers, or for the Wildcats. Yeah, right at midfield is where they're going to mark him. There's that sweep that we couldn't contain.
Yep, we adjusted to it in the first drive. We couldn't adjust to it that time. I'll be honest, when I saw the blocker on the edge, one of the wide receivers, I honestly thought I saw some holding there on Malachi Dozal. He was there to make the play, but he got held. So they took advantage of that. So right now we're going to have to make a play. They're at midfield. Let's just keep them right there.
First and 10 from midfield. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Out of the shotgun, it's bad snap, and he's going to get sacked and brought down at the 44-yard line.
Huge play. Once again, we talk about risk-reward anytime the ball is in the air, and the ball is always in the air in a shotgun snap. That one was a little high for the quarterback to handle. They were going to try to run that exact same play with a sweep to the outside to the left, but the timing was off because of the snap. Lewis Johnson was Johnny on the spot again and got us a seven-yard loss.
Well, you know, we were nice enough to give them an interception and a score. I think they should be friendly and give us the ball back on defense so we can do the same.
Well, even forget about friendly. Make your own turnover.
There you go.
Because we need to make a play here.
Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, and out of the shotgun, Jalen Jones, the quarterback for the Wildcats. Quick hand. He's going to keep it himself, and he's going nowhere on that play.
Leonard Johnson was there along with Davion Kramer again.
Yep.
He's doing a great job both ways. He just started getting his feet wet last week, and right now he's making an impact on both sides of the ball. It's going to be 3rd and 17, exactly the kind of thing that Mattawan does not want to see, and we've got somebody injured on the ground right
it's
now.
A Tiger at the moment. 14-8 the score, 9:07 to go of the game, and as when we come back, it'll be 3rd and 17 for the Wildcats. Benton Arbor Tiger football brought to you in part by United Federal Credit Union, Fluff and Suds Pet Salon, Bovo Bail Bonds, and Berrien Hills Golf Club. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Hi, this is Brian Lairs from Campbell, Fort Lincoln, Saline, and Niles, the number one Volume 4 dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell, Ford, Lincoln, Saline, and Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
14-8 Tigers trailing with 9 minutes to play in the game, and a 3rd down and 17 situation coming up for the Wildcats. Jalen Jones looking back to pass. He's got one over the middle, and he's dropped. Thank you for that.
Oh, my goodness. What a play. That was knocked away. They had us.
Malachi.
They had us beaten. No. That was
Roseburg.
That was Roseburg. Tipped away at the last second. We were playing the run. They hadn't thrown the ball in two quarters. On 3rd and long, they ran play action, faking that sweep one way. Quarterback rolled this way. And number 5 there, John Herman, who intercepted the pass for the touchdown, ran a slant and beat our corner. But Roseburg recovered just in time to tip it away. Now let's block another one. Come on.
Q back on his own, and it is blocked. It's blocked. It's at the 30-yard line, at 20. Picking it up on defense, running down to the 13-yard line.
Yes, sir.
What a great job by the Tiger defense.
Now, don't hurt him.
Not only don't hurt your own player, but don't get on the field unless you're in the play, or we're going to get, you know, a sideline.
Isaiah Porter picked it up and ran about 30 yards with the block punts. That's our second one today. And I was worried he's going to get hurt in the celebration. Johnson just knocked him 5 yards back.
Oh, first and goal, goodness. Almost first and goal. It's 1st and 10 from the 13-yard line from the Tigers. They're on the left side of the field down below from us. Craig Asante is going to get split out to the right. And Q is still in at quarterback. We haven't seen Meeks at a quarterback at all today.
No, not at all.
And Malachi, the ball carriers, and we're going to get sacked on that play.
Oh, my goodness, that was one heck of a play.
Number 658, it looked like to me.
I can't
Justin
tell.
West.
I see who it is.
I think it was 58. Justin, it's either that or 56. There's a lot of mud on the jersey. So it's either Griffin Brown or Justin West.
I'm not even going to guess. I can't tell who it is. But
he just blew through the offensive line.
He ran past right past our guard, blew up the handoff, and grabbed Q. That was a big play for Mattawan there. We got to get this
second
ball in the
down
end zone.
And 12 now. The ball's back at the 13-yard line. Q's looking to hang on to it himself, and he's pushing forward until they drag him backwards, giving forward progress back to the 15, which will make it 3rd down and 11 for the Tigers.
That was a quarterback follow. We faked to the fullback, and Q just followed right through the hole between the guard and tackle, just like an ISO play. We're gonna have to do something funky here. Q's gonna have to pull the ball. We might just have to put the ball in the air here. Maybe it's time for Lewis on the seam. Maybe even Ricky Jackson on the seam. Who knows?
Craig Asante. Roseburg goes in motion out to the right. Q's going to the right. Look at the pass. We got a flag on down on the play, and he's got a Q almost all the way to the first down. He has the first down, depending on the flag, which has got to be holding on us, I would expect.
I don't think so. I think our motion man turned up just a bit too soon, unfortunately. So that's going to cost us 5 yards, I believe.
Well, 5 is better than 10.
That's true, but
he had the first down, too.
It was close, but...
Yeah, Ronald Roseburg's just bouncing his hand off his chest. That's on me.
Yeah. All right, so now it's going to be 3rd and 17. That's not our game. We got to get half of it back. Maybe it's time for, I don't know, what gadgets
Coach Matthews has up his sleeve.
Yeah, no idea what he's got, but now might be the time to do it. Or once again, might be time for Lewis Johnson on a seam or maybe a corner route, because I'm sure Mattawan, with their fine coaching staff, they've seen
the
Lewis
seam
Johnson
routes.
On a seam. Maybe it's a post, a drag across the field, a corner out, something. Or maybe it's time, you know what, maybe it's time to get the ball deep into Asante Craig's time. What a better time for him to get his first catch of the year than right now. He's got single coverage at the top of the field.
Pulley,
so it might be time for it. Here's
the
shotgun.
Wide receiver out of the shotgun. Q back to pass. He's going for Pulley, and it's going to get short. He got hit, and he wants a penalty from the way he got hammered by that after the ball was gone. But
Seth Thomas hit him as he threw. He was trying for Pulley, just over or underthrown because of the hit.
Yeah, and that was a wounded duck because of the hit. That's going to make it 4th down and 16, and you know the Tigers are going to go for it. We're not going to punt from here.
So I'm not sure what. I'm not sure exactly what we've got in our sleeve.
Well, the
maybe
coaches
time for
the next door talking about the seam route.
Could
one,
be a screen.
Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left for the Tigers. Again, out of the shotgun, Q looking for the slant, and it's overthrown.
He had him.
Intended pulley, and he had him open, but he overthrew him. And the Wildcats will take over with 6:52 to play from the 20-yard line. And it'll be 1st and 10 for them. Tigers got to stiffen up here and get the ball back.
Well, if nothing else, the change of field position, even though we didn't move the ball very well, they're still buried deep inside our territory at the 19. It's still a good part of the field, but granted, it's only at the 19-yard line, so...
Three wide receivers to the left. Again, 84 goes in motion. Going around to the left side, looking for a corner, and he's got some running room before he gets brought down after a first down gain. It's, again, number 11, Michael Somm. Been doing most of the running for the Wildcats today.
Yep, there's that sweep again. Both guards pulling around the outside. Right now, our linebackers and safeties are kind of running into each other trying to get in the alley. One's got to force the lead blocker at the line of scrimmage. The other one's got to contain from the outside, and we're not getting that because we're running up each other's backs. And I expect to see the same exact play here.
1st and 10 from the Wildcats. They're on their own 30-yard line. Again, 84 goes in motion. It looks identical to that play. And this time right off tackle, he's got a little hole, going to pick up 5 yards, though, following Big Walsh, Aiden Walsh, number 84, as a lead blocker in that.
Pretty much everything they've done so far in the running game has been keyed by Aiden Walsh. Wherever he goes, the ball
That's
has
where the
gone.
Ball has gone.
So our safeties have to begin to almost cheat. I mean, we're halfway through the fourth quarter. We're going to have to cheat a lot more towards wherever 84 is, because they aren't going to throw the ball anymore unless it's 3rd and long.
2nd down and 5. Again, it's number 11, the ball carrier. This time he's going to pick up only a yard. Gets hit right at the line of scrimmage.
Yep, Lewis Johnson was there, and along with Ricky Jackson, and
that'll make it
Eric
third down.
Johnson
yeah,
was
the ball's
there.
Really. Yeah, we'll call it to the 36. 3rd down and 4 for the Wildcats. Benton Arbor Tiger football brought to you on News Talk 94.9 WSJM by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, United Federal Credit Union, and the Natural Health Improvement Center. Two wide receivers to the left, two wide receivers to the right. The one running back out of the shotgun with Jalen Jones, the quarterback for the Wildcats. And now we've got 84 going in motion again to our side of the field. And it's a handoff ball rolling towards our side. The Tigers are crashing down. And I think he got the first down.
It's going to be close. It all depends where the official to the near side of the field is there, what he's going to spot it as. I think he's going to get it.
Oh, yeah, they moved it beyond. That was a nice placement. But he did it. he did a good job running Somm, the ball carrier.
Yep, and he was patient. He'd let his blockers do their job. Now, 4:43 to go. You've got to completely abandon the run now. I doubt if Matawana is going to do anything risky, throwing the football. Basically,
you're talking about run blitzes here?
Run blitzes and have the safeties cheat to exactly where number 84 goes. And you're coming in motion this way.
Number 6 goes in motion to the far side of the field out of the shotgun. Quarterbacks hands it off to number 11 going on the outside. Ball's out! Ball's out! Tiger football is what the players are saying.
We got it.
We got the football on the fumble. Tigers recovered. Lewis Johnson.
He recovered it, but that play wasn't made by him.
No.
That was played by Marlon Bowman right there. He came up like a lightning bolt and drilled that ball out of the ball carrier's hands. That's their best receiver we were talking about, Noah Johnson.
Yeah.
He's their star. He's their stud, and they want to put the ball in his hands. But Marlon Bowman took it away. Big, big play. 4:14 to go. They risked, and they did exactly what we were talking about. They gave up completely on the pass, and they followed the pulling guards and followed where 84 was. Now let's move it. We have one more shot.
First and 10 for the Tigers at the Wildcat 39, and a quick handoff to Roseburg going. He's going to pick up 4 yards before he's dragged back, and it'll make it second down and 6 for the Tigers. We're going back to, instead of doing the bunch formation with only one or no wide receivers, we're going back to our 2 wide receiver set that we normally run all year.
Yep, that's where our bread and butter's been all year long.
Well, it spreads the defense out a little more, too, so you don't have as many to, you know, if you put 11 men in the box.
Right now, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for that time where Q's going to pull the ball. Sooner or later, it's going
to
happen.
Around the far side. 2 wide receivers to the left near us.
Our left side jumped.
And
third time
tonight. Start for the Tigers. That's going to make it second down and 11 now.
Those kind of mistakes are going to be very, very costly the later we go. You do not want to get into second and third and long with the type of offense we run. We've got to be happy taking 3 and 4 yard chunks. Right now, 3 and 4 yard chunks are not going to get us a first down because we're second and 11, second and 12.
3:32 to go in the game. Tigers trailing 14-8. They need the touchdown and the 2-point conversion to take the lead and not give the ball back. But the clock's going to move steady here. Still raining here in Benton Harbor. 50 degrees currently and 15-mile-an-hour winds. Q's going to keep it himself and looking for someplace to go. He's going to get tackled from behind, but he did manage to pick up 3-4 yards on that one. That'll make it third down and 9 for the Tigers.
That was. One of the times we were talking about where Q was going to pull the ball, he got outside and he had some room. Unfortunately, he slipped a little bit because his whole field in the middle of the field between the 30 and the 20, their 30 and our 20, is completely mud right now. So it's tough for our quarterback or any back to get any kind of footing.
Third down and 9. The ball sitting on the 39-yard line of the Wildcats. One wide receiver to the left. It's Craig Asante for the Tigers. Tight ends up tight along the line of scrimmage and 2 running backs in the backfield. Timeout. Coach has got to call a timeout. The clock was getting down to 0. And I do believe they gave it to him in time. So there's no flag there. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back. 14-8. Tigers trailing with 2:23 to play in the game. Trying to take the win. On News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
If trouble finds you, don't pay your bail at the jail. Call the original Bovo Bail Bonds first at 927-4242. 927-4242. Bail Bonds now available nationwide through the original Bovo Bail Bonds. Call 269-927-4242 nationwide. No matter where you are, don't pay your bail at the jail. Make the original Bovo Bail Bonds your first call at 927-4242. That's 927-4242. The original Bovo Bail Bonds at 927-4242.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
2:23 to go in the game. It's Coach Balbo and Dr. John on a cold, rainy, and windy Friday night in Southwest Michigan. And third down and 9 to go for the Tigers. The ball's going to be on the Wildcat 39-yard line.
Now's the time to show if you want to make the playoffs or not. Somebody's got to step up and make a big play. If we've got any kind of screen, now's the time to run it.
Going to do a pitch to the right side to Malachi Dizal, who's there absolutely waiting for that. He's going to lose 2 yards on that play.
Nobody blocked Aiden Walsh. He was out there as an outside linebacker. Our pulling guard and our lead back both missed him. So now it's fourth and long.
Well, that's also the point where, because they're expecting that, where you've got to fake the pitch out there and then pull it back in and go the other direction because everybody's flowing to the far side of the field.
Yeah, sooner or later, we've got to make an adjustment on that. Right now, we have to hurry up. There's only 1:49 left. We only have two timeouts at fourth and long. And now we're going to take our second timeout. So pretty much this is the ball game because they do not have to run another play. They can run the clock out if they don't get a first down.
If we don't get a first down, Manawan, yeah, doesn't even have to take a snap. The clock, well, one snap and the clock will run out. Let's stay right here. 14-8 is the score. The Tigers and Manawan were scoreless through the entire first quarter. It wasn't until 2 minutes left in the second quarter that a 21-yard run by Jansen off the left side, sweeper on the outside on the left, got into the end zone with an extra point good. And then just 30 seconds later, an unfortunate pass, ball hit at the line of scrimmage, Q hit at the line of scrimmage, interception turns into a 20-yard touchdown to give Manawan their 14-0 lead. But aside from, I'd say, three, four sweeps over the course of the game, the one that was on the touchdown and the interception, the Tigers' defense has overall played really well.
They played quite well, certainly done a good job on most of the evening, but right now this is the game. If we got a gadget,
running backs in the backfield. Q's going back to pass on a screen route, and he's going to get the ball is caught and tackled immediately by, again, Aiden Walsh, number 84. Roseburg caught the screen pass, but he had nowhere to go. I think Q thought he was in trouble and he had to get rid of the ball sooner than he really did.
True, but that was a screen from the very, very beginning. And Manawan saw that, and especially Aiden Walsh. He was right there waiting with Ronald Roseburg. There was nothing that Roseburg or Q could do.
Twice as tall as Roseburg is.
Oh, yeah.
Probably weighs twice as much, too. So it'll be first and 10 for the Wildcats. Minute 41 to go, and the ball sitting at the 48-yard line of the Wildcats. I would expect that they're going to go into a victory formation. No, they're actually going to run a play.
Now I think they're calling timeout to change their mind. They realize, wait a minute, maybe we don't need to do anything anymore, because on first down we got one timeout left. Let's say they take 5 seconds off the clock. That's 1:36 to go. They really don't have to run another play because you got 40 seconds on third down. That knocks it down to about 50 seconds, and then third down knocks it down to 10 seconds. At best, we might get it on fourth down with maybe 5 seconds left to go, if they even decide to punt the ball. So we've got to get to the line of scrimmage quick and get off their players and get in the huddle quickly.
Hey, you know, this game has been so quick, we can go back over and watch the Lakeview St. Joe game.
That's true.
Because they don't
even, even 7 o'clock yet.
No,
not
it's only
7 o'clock.
Quarter to seven.
Gosh, the fastest game I've ever been part of.
Well,
they're still in the shotgun. I don't understand.
Not a lot
this.
Of
what
penalties.
Are they trying to do?
They're trying to score again. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Jalen Jones out of the shotgun. Aiden Walsh goes in motion. It is going to be not a pass, but a quick handoff, and he's going to pick up 3 yards. And that main running back, Michael Somm, the ball carrier for the Wildcats.
You know, I do not understand their strategy by Manawan. I know it's not their thing to get under center, but at this point, every single time that ball goes in the air on a snap out of the shotgun, you are risking a high snap, you're risking a low snap that could be fumbled. They're taking a great risk when all they really have to do to protect the ball is take a snap and take a knee. And they're back in the shotgun again. I mean, we better forget about anything deep. We got to get everybody up there to try to stop the run. They're not throwing. Get up there.
Wide receivers, three wide receivers to the left, one to the right, shotgun, and a handoff going to the left side, and he's looking for a corner. He's got the corner at the 40-yard line and brought down by Louis Johnson as they slide down to the 35 with about 48 seconds left, and another first down for Mattawa.
Yep, that's the killer. That's going to end the ball game. The one play all day long that has killed Benton Harbor was that sweep, and they clinched the ball game with it. Again, I kind of question the strategy by having the shotgun snap there, because it's very, very risky. But now it doesn't make any more difference. They do not have to run another play. Unless maybe we might get lucky. They might fumble a snap.
Benton Harbor's going to take a timeout. 39-40 seconds to go. 39.5. 14-8, the Tigers trailing the Wildcats. We'll be right back in 30 seconds on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
The ball is in the air, and it's picked off.
Hey, that ball was picked off by rookie number 799.
Boom. Pizza Hut's new 799 pickup deal is perfect for game time or anytime. Pick up a large pizza with up to three toppings for $7.99 today from any local hometown Pizza Hut. But remember, the 799 pickup deal is NFL, not for long, and carry out only.
Not much time on the clock. It's coming down to the wire.
Hey, Boom, check out the play clock. It's at $7.99.
No one out-pizzas the Hut.
News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Live from Fieldstrip Field, it's Tony Balbo, Coach Balbo, and Dr. John Wallace. News Talk 94.9 WSJM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. And now it looks to me like they're getting into a. Oh, no, they're going to.
Nope, they're doing a
victory formation. Quarterback will take a knee, and he'll have to do it one more time because that starts the clock running. There's only 45 seconds left in the game. Now, your final score tonight, barring. Something really strange happened on a victory formation. Just take a knee.
drop, snap. I mean, it's wet. You never can tell.
Yeah, that but you got happen. All the bodies right around the center, and so nobody's really going to get out of there with the ball. Of course, it could slip and kick a little sideways, and you know the block punts. We had a chance, and there's the last snap. There, Manawan's calling it over, and the Tigers are too. Your final score tonight. A little bit disappointing for the Tigers after their three wins in a row. They'll fall to 4-3, while the Wildcats will go to 3-4. Final score 14-8. We'll be back to wrap up next on News Talk 94.9 WSJF.
Located just minutes from downtown St. Joseph, Berrien Hills Golf Club offers you the highest quality golf experience. Here's Ike Mullenkamp.
Berrien Hills.